The next dictation by Dr. Sharon O'Mays, MD, is patient Janice Tavares, T-A-V, as in Victor, A-R-E-S. This is a treble stress echocardiogram, Cardiac Care Associates letterhead file, Strecco space Tavares space J. Treble stress echocardiogram, date of examination, 2-18-22. Referring physician, looks like it's Mona Abulnaja. And the last name is spelt, Mona is spelt M-O-N-A. The last name is spelt A-B-O-U-L-N-A-J-A. And she's an APN, Mona Abulnaja, APN. Performing physician, Sharon Ormaz, MD, New Paragraph Clinical Education, 74-year-old female with history of hypertension. For stress test on medication. And medication parentheses is hydrochlorothiazide 12.5 milligrams, amlodipine 2.5 milligrams, losartan 50 milligrams. Close parentheses, period. New paragraph, ECG stress interpretation. New paragraph, baseline ECG, normal sinus rhythm, comma, early transition. New paragraph, baseline blood pressure, 120 over 70. Baseline heart rate, 72 beats per minute. New paragraph, patient went tremble exercise stress test utilizing a Bruce protocol. The patient exercised for 6 minutes to the completion of stage two of Bruce protocol to peak heart rate of 133, parentheses, 92% maximum projected heart rate, close parentheses, period. At peak stress, the patient had a blood pressure of 150 over 70 with a peak heart rate blood pressure product of 19950, period. New paragraph. The patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress. The recovery period stress was terminated due to fatigue. The patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity in the range of 7 mets. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress and a normal heart rate response to exercise. The patient had a final blood pressure, 120 over 70, and a heart rate of 86 at the end of the recovery period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. At peak stress, during stress, and during the recovery period, there were no diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia, new paragraph impression, normal ECG portion, treble stress echocardiogram, to 92% maximum predicted heart rate. New paragraph, echocardiographic interpretation. Patient went tremble stress echocardiogram utilizing standard protocol. Patient was imaged at baseline, immediate post-peak stress exercise in left lateral decubitus position. Passional long axis, passional short axis, apical four-chain reviews, and apical two-chain reviews were obtained. The baseline and post-peak stress studies were technically adequate and of good quality. New paragraph, baseline echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities. New paragraph, post-peak stress echocardiogram, normal wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities with normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. New paragraph, impression, normal echocardiographic portion, tremble stress echocardiogram to 92% maximum projected heart rate. New paragraph, conclusions. One, normally ECG portion, tremble stress, tremble exercise stress test to 92% maximum predicted heart rate without diagnostic ECG changes of ischemia. Two, the patient did not experience any chest discomfort during stress of the recovery period. Three, the patient exhibited fair exercise tolerance with a functional capacity range of 7 mets, comparable to her prior stress test. Four, the patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress with a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of blood pressure response to stress on current medication. The patient had a normal hemodynamic response to stress, period. The patient had a normal blood pressure response to stress with effective blunting of her blood pressure response to stress on her current medication, period. The patient had a normal heart rate response to exercise. Five, period. There were no significant arrhythmias noted during stress of the recovery period. Six, normal echocardiographic portion, treble stress echocardiogram to 92% maximum predicted heart rate with normal baseline and post-peak stress wall motion without region wall motion abnormalities, common normal augmentation wall motion with exercise and no abnormal left ventricular dilatation. Thank you for the kind referral of this patient. Sincerely, Sharon Armeza, MD.